from the WEEI studios. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
Let's be clear here. Like, this is a tough-ass camp. Like, this is not... So, it's the perception, like, you know, New England fans don't want to hear it's an easier camp, it's a lighter camp, and it's not, right?
No, not at all. And I would also say, like, the first 5 days, that's the acclimation period that every team has to go through. And, you know, there's a narrative out there that, you know, I'm a player's coach. I don't like to... I mean, look, they can say whatever they want to say. For me, it's about accountability. It's about, you know, these guys being professionals. It's not about setting a bunch of rules and being, you know, it's you're a professional. Take ownership of your career and let's go out here and ball out. And if you as an individual play well, then your respective side of the ball is going to play well, and that leads to the team playing well. And I challenge the guys with that.
You don't want to be known as a player's coach, it sounds like.
I want to be known as a great coach. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And what lever I decide to pull to get these guys going, I mean, that's part of the skill set that I feel pretty strongly about.
All right, Gerard, just get your mind out of the gutter, would you? We're already trying to get things back on the rails after our discussion about small music venues in this city. Ryan said this to me off the air. There is no greater advertisement for the Odyssey app and the rewind feature than what happened at the end of the 4 o'clock hour. It cannot be replayed on terrestrial radio. Never, not once has the SEC allowed that word. So if you'd like to go back on the rewind feature and check it out, if you don't have the Odyssey app, like, what's our girl's name there? Jan? Jan, this is for you, Jan, and everybody else without the Odyssey app. No. Yeah, Jan? Get the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature. You're gonna want to listen to it is all I'm going to say.
What makes it worse is that I didn't know in the first, like, 5 seconds.
The look that Arcand and I exchanged when that word...
I was looking at you guys. I was like, what?
The look that Arcand and I exchanged when that word came out.
Getting the venue out. And they should change their name to that.
Yes,
I think they'd have a lot more shows. Could sell higher ticket prices.
Oh, so now, not only are we besmirching the name of the Sinclair, where
if they're going to do that, they should just drop the Sin.
Or it's,
you know? Hey, did you go to a show over at the...
You know, like, wow, they put that right on the side. I mean, I guess I gotta go see what's doing in there.
It's Cambridge, like I could see it, to be honest. So anyway,
someone on the text line says sounds familiar, but I can't put my finger
on
it.
Now, please, that's just juvenile. Final hour of the show. We'll get to your phone call. 617-779-7937.
Last show ever.
Yeah, seriously. 37937. People are calling out Hip Hop Arcand. Arcand, you had some details there wrong.
Yeah, it was 99, not 97. I got the year mixed
up. And it was after he was big.
It wasn't after he was big.
It was after My Name Is was out.
Was the music video out?
He hadn't, like, it hadn't blown out. I didn't think so. Like, we knew who he was from that song, but he wasn't super famous yet. Like, that's why he was performing at the Middle East.
Got it.
Right? Okay.
I don't know. I'm telling you, the text line is quibbling with you, and Twitch chat gave you the exact date. I don't know how accurate it was.
So here we go.
They gave you the exact date for the show.
The My Name Is music video debuted on January 21st, 1999.
And the show was in February, I think.
Okay.
So he would have been huge at that time.
Well, maybe not.
It debuted on TRL. That's how you knew it was a big deal.
Oh, debuted on TRL. Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, that was a big deal then.
I got tickets. I mean, it wasn't. It didn't.
Do you have the stubs?
I do not.
This is why I don't believe
him.
Well,
why don't you believe him now? Why, you know, you still don't believe him? He was there
He said he was there in 1997.
Well, right.
So now the story's changing.
I was in high school, is what I remember. I forgot what year exactly.
25 years ago.
Uh-huh.
He didn't get it exact.
Mm-hmm. 25 years ago, it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. I think all she's doing is she's deflecting, is what she's doing. that's what's going on here.
Trying to change the subject.
Am I allowed to take
these? I've got so much flop sweat right now.
Am I allowed? Just, please.
What? Now I can't talk about sweating?
Yeah, well, just where? So, am I allowed to take these phone calls?
I mean, what's the worst that could happen here?
Dave, go ahead.
Dave, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my God, you guys are the best. Arcand, Jones, Mego, you guys. First time caller, Methuen, Mass. Uh-huh. And I am still... LMAO over Meg's comment I heard it, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. Well, let's all give business to the Sinclair. I feel like after this,
totally.
I trust this next caller very much. This one I trust.
Okay. Oh, definitely.
Our good pal JP in North Providence.
JP.
What's up, JP?
Jones, 3 second delay, Mago, and the Reverend. Jones, I've got some good information for you, and right. Then two quick questions.
Love
I know
it.
It's a Friday, so I'll go quick.
Okay.
Information was at the Roadrun about a couple of weeks ago, Best of Boston show, great venue. You got an upper level, you can move around, it's got a stage, great bathrooms, always important,
mm-hmm.
and just a great venue and a vibe, and across the seat, you got the rail yard, little restaurant with a little, DJ at a nightclub, so...
Oh.
Right,
there's
there
a DJ
at
a nightclub at the rail yard. I don't know that.
I've been to the rail stop.
Yep.
I think is right.
Yep.
I've been there, but not
rail
not,
stop. Yep.
Not in the evening. I've been there for a lunch. Yeah. Okay. So what were the other items?
I changed
there,
mine. Then my favorite small music venue is the rail stop.
Yeah, and the train stops right there in case you have a couple too many.
Right.
And then two important questions, Jones. When you and Mago get married, what song of summer will you be using?
Oh, good question.
And do you want to be known as a great father? A great husband or a great sports show host? Because Mayo wants to be known as a great coach.
Oh, that's true. Easily a great sports show host. That's not even close. Out of those three, what's our wedding song going to be, Mago?
Ooh, this is... I think we got to do... What's that song? I put my hand up on your hip.
Yeah, yeah.
When I dip, you dip, we dip.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
it
that's
is.
A good one.
That's a good one. What's your wedding song?
It was like, why am I forgetting it right now?
Yeah, you should know it. I'm forgetting it because I had too much to drink at your wedding. But where?
All I remember was the guy's mustache, the guitarist, that guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy was
sick.
That guy was cranking out tunes. That's true.
It's Jason Isbell, Cover Me Up.
There you go.
If you know Jason Isbell, he's a singer songwriter.
Well, it sounds like you barely do, but yes.
I'm like, just my brain has completely left my skull because I can't believe what has happened on live radio over the last 15 minutes.
That's fine.
I hope you, somebody out there has enjoyed my presence because you'll never hear me again. Go away this weekend and you'll go, whatever happened to that annoying girl in the afternoons?
Oh, yeah. She.
She works at a legal firm somewhere.
How do you say your name, Mago?
Yeah, no, it's Mego. Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. Okay. We asked the question about Gerard Mayo to get things as much back on the rails as possible. And you heard a little bit from Gerard Mayo there, pulling levers and things like this. What do we think is the biggest hurdle facing Gerard Mayo in year one, Mego?
So I do think it's about the defense. And I understand, like, we were talking about this before, and that the offense is the huge question mark for the team. But defense is at least what Gerard Mayo is supposed to be an expert at. And you can look at the success that the defense had last year and past iterations of the defense that Gerard Mayo was a huge part of the coaching staff with. And he's always had this nebulous title. It's like, was he really the defensive coordinator? Was he just a linebackers coach? Was he just running the meetings? He wasn't the defensive play caller. So I think seeing the defense at least maintain the level of productivity that they had last year, if not getting better, because hopefully you have Judon out there and you have Gonzalez out there for the entire year. Can they be a more elite defense going against quarterbacks that are going to be probably a higher caliber than you saw last year? I think all of that is on the line because you're saying, okay, this is the first defense without Belichick in decades. And, you know, no Steve Belichick, no whatever you think that counts for. He's not there either. Can Gerard Mayo show that he at least has the offerings of being an elite defensive coach?
Okay. Arcan, what's the biggest hurdle facing Mayo year one?
I think the defense is certainly something he's going to have to maintain, but the biggest hurdle, I think, is going to be the offense and just not being a coach of one side of the ball. If you're the head coach, you're not Bill Belichick. You don't have Tom Brady. You saw that sort of fall apart in the latter years there with Mac Jones, that whole chain of custody and line of command, I think. So he has to figure out a way to kind of work his way in there, not be a play caller. I don't want him to be offensive coordinator, but he can't just be someone who leaves the offense alone and just deals with the defense, and that's all he does, and that's all he is. You're the head coach of the team. You're going to have some sort of say over that, because even with Bill Belichick, the greatest coach ever, when Tom Brady left and it was just him and a rookie and, you know, leaving things over to the other guys, it didn't end up working very well, and I'm concerned that Gerard Mayo learned under Bill Belichick, and that's the way he thinks you're supposed to do it. And it's like, you're a defensive coach. I don't want you getting too involved. I mean, obviously, it's not your forte, but you have to be involved in the sense that you're in charge of everything, and I don't want him to just go forward forward thinking he's in charge of just the defense. So cultivating some more of a relationship, I don't know if that's the right word, but something with the offense I think is going to be a big hurdle for him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And just being able to oversee it and develop, because you are the head coach and you cannot just let Alex Van Pelt do his own thing. Like, hey, Alex Van Pelt, here's the offense, here's the keys, Drake May, Jacoby Brissett, the whole thing. Just do it, and I'm going to focus on the other side of the ball. You can't get away with that. That can't be done with Jerod Mayo in year one. So what does the offense look like? How much ownership do you take over the offense? And furthermore, he is going to have, like, game management responsibilities. You're the head coach. Am I going for it on fourth and short? Am I kicking in the red zone? Like, things like that is going to be important. And that's the biggest year one hurdle. But let me tell you, right behind that is this Judon situation, because the whole team is watching. And I have to believe, we don't know yet, they might be playing hardball with him. They might have said, we're going to send you your 5-day letter, and if you don't show up, we're going to put you on a reserve list, and you're not going to toll a year towards free agency, or you're not going to make a penny, and we're going to fine you in the meantime. Maybe they're playing hardball. And instead of it being an easy camp, as Kay Adams was asking him about, and him being a player's coach, maybe they really are, you know, putting the screws to him. But I don't think that's what's going on. If I had to guess, you said this earlier, Mego. It is not a tough-ass camp, and it's not in their character to do that with these players in the post-Bill Belichick era. In fact, they're running from that. They're trying to distance themselves from that. So I think this Judon situation is right behind that. And while I want him on the team and I'd give him the pay bump, I also would have done it months and months ago to avoid this exact situation. And the downside of giving him the money that I think he deserves is you do have young guys on this roster watching, and the next time they want to get paid, all they got to do is kick up a stink, and they're going to get paid, just like Matthew Judon, if they're halfway decent football players, or in the case of a lot of guys who I guess got off paid this offseason, you don't even have to be that good of a football player.
Yeah, and I do think, like, when we talk about how tough the practices are, it sounds like, okay, the conditions that they played in today were horrendous. It's super hot. They're practicing in the middle of the day. You can debate how long these practices are going and if it's really rigorous or not. I just think that that's a separate issue from when you're talking about a player's contract and you're talking about, you know, kind of bending your will towards what the player's demanding year after year. Like, there's two different ways that you can look at being a player's coach. If your goal is to keep all the players happy, but then once you're on the field, it's really rigorous, like, that's a balance that I think can definitely work. If it's, hey, we're only going for 80 minutes today because everybody's in a really sour mood, and so I want to keep the players happy. Like, that's where I think being a player's coach has a bit of a stigma with it.
Our buddy John in the car in the Twitch chat. I'm glad Mayo had time to make TikToks with Kay Adams, which is kind of what it was. Kind of. It was a full-on interview.
Well, it's a media availability.
With Kay Adams earlier this week. You can jump in,
617-779-7937.
All your thoughts there on Jerod Mayo in year one. Matthew Judon's holdout, he's back out on the field, so we can't call it that anymore. What'd the Patriots do to get him out there? And Drake May, how far has he fallen behind Jacoby Brissett? Plus, we have Megsplaining. I think I know what's coming up since it's a Friday, Mego, I think.
Yes, we're going to sit down to the Relationship Roundtable and tell everyone how to get to small music venues around Boston.
Okay, that is going to be quite a myth, quite a long and winding road. That's next, right after Trending with Arkin.